You're listening to Two Peas in the Podcast of the PD. I'm your host, Michael Parker, along with my co-host, Doug Summerford. We started this podcast to bring you local news, events, and happenings going on throughout the PD. We'll also feature interviews with community leaders and local business people. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome, everybody, to this morning's Two Peas in a Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Parker, sitting along with my co-host, Doug Summerford. Morning, Doug.
Good morning.
This is episode 12. Two in a week. Wow. What a hallmark, right?
Well, we need to catch up.
Yeah, we need to catch up after being so lazy for the last... Well, we weren't lazy. We were just doing other things. So
hard to talk with the mask on.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the CDC says you can take your mask off now, so...
Well,
that'll be my only political comment for the day.
Okay.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. Want to welcome our guest this morning, everybody, Mr. Adam Crossan. Adam,
yes.
From Crossan & Company Real Estate, powered by EXP.
Check 1-2-1-2. I'm here.
Good morning, Adam. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. And we want to talk a lot about your history. I want to talk about a lot about this new opportunity that you've brought to Florence and the agents. And it's been since January you started officially?
We officially moved the operations from RE/MAX to EXP just after the new year formally.
And you've already got another company that has sprouted underneath you and hiring agents and moving into another office. And we're going to get into all that, people. The model for this company is unbelievable. And a lot of people have heard about it and a lot of people just poo-poo it. This is nothing to be poo-pooing, folks. This is a fantastic opportunity and the model is like nothing you've ever seen. So we're going to talk about
that. And we should know, Michael, because we are with EXP now.
We are with EXP now.
Right.
And Doug's changed jobs a couple of times. I've changed jobs and we found a new home here and EXP has been fantastic. Adam's been very great to work with and, you know, we're going to talk about exactly what he brings to the table for agents and brokers and just anybody in the industry. So again, welcome, Adam. Thank you for coming.
Glad to be here. I know this has been on the docket for a little while. And like you mentioned, because of scheduling and other things that are constantly evolving and going on in our industry and just normal listing and selling, we've kind of gotten a little... had to put this off a few times, I think, because of some conflicts, but it's good to be here and I'm excited to talk about EXP and share anything that you guys are interested in knowing and hopefully your listeners will gain some stuff from this as well.
Well, I think they will. First, I want to start off just saying to everybody out there, if you don't know, Adam was the broker in charge of RE/MAX Professionals here in Florence. Adam was involved in the RE/MAX franchise for 20 plus years, right, Adam?
Just about, yeah. Makes me feel old. I remember when I was the young guy on the new kid on the block, so to speak, here in Florence. And I got started in Columbia 2004 ish with a friend and a colleague of my dad's, David. I was in Columbia and had my career there, and this opportunity pretty quickly to come down here and help support a RE/MAX office that was just been acquired by my dad and a partner of his. And sorry, some guy just walked in here for a bus ride.
Got off the street looking for a bus. Anyway.
City life.
I would have tried to edit that out at one time, but that's just funny. So we're going to leave that in.
So opportunity was presented to help come down here, and I commuted for about 8 or 9 months. I was hired to help retain the agents that were here and also recruit and grow the franchise. And that's how basically got started. Very, very early on, trial by fire. I can remember calling dad multiple times a day because it was basically just learning on the go, you know, to manage real estate agents. Hadn't sold a whole lot of real estate up to that point. Yeah. So it was a pretty fast learning curve. And then, of course, the market went crazy. And a year or two later after I had gotten here and we
You're talking about a trial by fire. And if you don't know the market, folks, the great real estate crash of 2008, where you couldn't sell a house. You couldn't afford to buy a house. The market was just horrible. And a lot of people left the business. A lot of companies didn't make it. But through your leadership, Adam, RE/MAX thrived through those years.
Yeah, we sort of regrouped and adjusted and had to, and went from a big location out there by I-20. I officially took over the franchise during that recession in 2011 or 12 and relocated into the city to a smaller location. And you talk about going from $112 million in volume and sales down to $37 million. At the bottom, what I would say the bottom was 2012. And we had like 43 agents that we had recruited and gotten in, had number one market share, but then all of a sudden it was tough for all of us to keep the lights on. It was, we went from 43 agents to like 15, by the end of it, 08 to 2012. And so that's when, I had to make some adjustments too with a young family and to get into the sales side of things, to keep this franchise progressing going forward.
Well, jumping forward a few years, we want to get to the EXP years now, but for those that don't know, Adam grew that business to the number one brokerage here in Florence in the PD on our MLS there are dozens and dozens of brokerages here now, people that are single agents to 40, 45 plus. But in the year 2020, the last year that Adam was leading the RE/MAX professionals group here, his sales volume was 783 units sold, either buying or selling, and $162,371,000. That is impressive.
Yet to our knowledge, I remember doing the post about that. We had a couple years that were very close, but we don't think that's ever been done on record here.
I looked into it, and as far back as I can see, that's the most any brokerage has ever done in this market. So that's, well, I'd been watching, and you know, if you're involved in this industry, you watch everybody. So, you know, people, we've seen you grow. You took over the number one spot a few years ago and didn't give it back up.
No, I mean, it's a testament to, we just really attracted some really quality agents. And that's the RE/MAX concept, is really just to try to control the listings and control the market, by attracting the top 15 or 20% of the industry and offer them a high compensation model with the branding. A lot of hard work went into those years. And then fortunately for all of us, the real estate market got a little better. Yeah. And we were able to continue down a path of growth. Through the years, things change and people's ideas about where they want to go and things they want to accomplish and achieve, and maybe some differences in leadership with franchises change and the approach and their model going forward either evolves or it doesn't. And, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I knew that there was going to be some type of change coming. Didn't really know what or how or where, but started implementing some things to head down that path with some coaching and system implementation and accountability for my team that I was leading. And for most people that may or do or do not know, I had a real estate team and then an independent side of the RE/MAX brokerage with independent brokers. Right. And of course, people locally know that. But
And like your advertising says, Adam, jumping in here, you really do invest a lot of money.
Doug Summerford, everybody.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Glad to see you're awake.
Yeah. Well, I woke up just for this special time. You really have invested a lot of money into growing your business, into reaching out, into education and things of this nature. So you want to speak a little bit about that, or you want to?
Yeah. Back when I first started really getting into sales, I knew that I felt and knew that I needed to be different. You know, I didn't want to didn't really want to do things. I knew it would take a lot longer too, if I were to try to just to do things the old fashioned way. So I went out to some of the top minds, within our network and some with outside of our network, and get outside the box and invested in some advertising and, some different lead generating components. And, before long I had enough business to where I needed to hire an assistant and then grow a team. And so, you know, I think one of the biggest challenges with real estate in general is that there is very little training and support, especially for new agents, new licensees.
Very true.
And I can even attest to that to some degree because, you know, I wasn't hired to be a sales agent. I was hired to recruit and retain agents initially. So even for me, a lot of the sales tactics and day-to-day business concepts, I had to basically learn and learn on my own, and then some from just absorbing like a sponge knowledge from agents in the office and then traveling outside to visit other brokerages. So, you know, along the way of building a team, I realized that, okay, we're doing pretty good generating leads and opportunities for sales. But at the end of the day, it was kind of a organized chaos, so to speak. You know, here's a sale, very little accountability and systems and things like that. And those are not my strengths. But I realized something needed to change, and I needed to offer these people that were coming to work with me more than just opportunities to go work a buyer, you know, or a seller, or here's a lead, call it. And so, you know, started doing a little bit of coaching on the Corcoran with Bob Corcoran. We did that for a little while. That was helpful. And that was early on. And then when the team really started growing, I guess around 2017, 18, was when I really, really realized that we've got to do something differently. And so that's when I decided to enter into a very robust system with Real Estate B School, and really got uncomfortable. Lars, if you're listening,
hey Lars,
he will listen.
Lars Hedenborg, everybody, yeah. From Real Estate B School, and again, another EXP,
yes,
star, superstar, actually.
Yeah. And so I joke, and Lars has heard me say this a few times, and we've presented. And I'll look at him and say, this guy is everything I'm not, which is really not true, but he is just a very, very bright mind and a really analytical, systematized person. He teaches leverage on how to gain leverage. That's what he's really about. And of course, real estate agents really can benefit from that, because we are just constantly being pulled in different directions and doing a lot of volume and transactions can be overwhelming and very stressful.
And it's one, do one, forget about it, on to the next in that old system. And that's old school way of thinking. Right. And something had to change in the industry. Something still needs to change in the industry at large to get people out of that mindset. But, you know, you took that bull by the horns and you really gave people something more and another reason to build their business through RE/MAX and through the coaching that you went through with Lars.
Yeah. I mean, I just saw what I was doing, you know, and how stressed out I was, right, and with three children. And I just said, you know, I don't want to be living in my car constantly. I don't want my agents doing that either.
Right.
So let's learn how to still work. But let's also learn some things, but where we still have a life.
Right.
Outside of real estate, because if you really truly get going in this industry, it will run you over if you let it. And love representing clients. I love meeting new people. One of my favorite things to do is sit down on a listing and just get to know these people and hear their stories. Still love that, real estate at its core, great industry. But I can remember Lars saying, you know, one of the first videos I watched that he did, he said, you know, the real estate industry is broken. It's broken. And in so many ways it is. And so that's where the systems and accountability and training and creating leverage in your world is what he's all about. And that's what attracted me really to give more back to my agents other than just lead generating.
Right. So let's jump forward a little bit.
Well, let me jump in here right quick. Like you started something with RE/MAX with your team that has carried over well with EXP. Most agents, if they get their license and they hang their license on the wall with a broker or whatever, they're in there, they're brand new, and people say, well, if we can help you out, let us know. But mostly they're just floundering.
Here's your computer, here's your desk, here's your telephone.
That's
good
it.
Luck.
That's it.
See you at 5 o'clock.
That's it. Yeah. You know, and absolutely no training. Michael and I have been sounding that alarm for a while. The need for training and the need for quality training. And you've provided all that with your new agents. Now, a new agent come in here, and all of a sudden, they can be a mature agent in no time at all because of the training they're getting. They're getting taught well, and you require some things from them, and as should be. And but Michael, go ahead. Let's fast forward a little bit.
Well, I just want to fast forward a little bit and say, you know, from the number one agency in Florence, over $162 million in sales, you eclipsed the number two agency here in Florence by over $97 million. That's a lot of agencies would be happy to sell $97 million, but yeah. You were ahead of number two.
Yeah.
You've been ahead of number two for quite a few years since everything clicked for you. Mm-hmm. Those numbers are huge. Again, history making in the Florence MLS. Why give that up? Here's EXP comes in. I know you had to have done some research. I've been watching EXP for a couple of years, and it had some great things, but it never really gelled in my mind. All of a sudden, here's EXP. You've given up the number one position. There's got to be a huge opportunity here. This EXP has to be groundbreaking. What caused that mind shift, and what does EXP mean to you, and what can it mean to the agents in this any market, but particularly in this market here?
Yeah, I go back to, RE/MAX was the original disruptor. It was high commission concept. Keep most of what you earn, pay some fees a month. It was the original disruptor, and it took years to gain traction. And then you fast forward, Gary Keller creates KW. New kid on the block. How do we get RE/MAX agents to come over to KW? And a lot of the feedback he got from the agents he was trying to recruit said, well, you know, Gary, can you share the profits with us? Create a way for us to actually make a little bit of the profits and the growth instead of just commissions. And so that's all right. That's what KW did. And so, you know, when RE/MAX came along, everybody said, oh, it's too expensive. They eat their own young. It's cutthroat. You'll never make it there.
All right.
KW comes along, RE/MAX people, other franchises and independents said, oh, it's a pyramid. Anytime there's an incumbent, the incumbent is always going to try to tear down the new guy, right? Even if they know it's better. And then EXP comes along. And so the analogy is that I tell is that RE/MAX was the mom and pop video store. Everybody, if you're old enough, some of you probably aren't remember that there was an independent video rental store back in the old days that people went to. And I would equate them to RE/MAX. And then
here, that was Finkley's Movies.
Yeah. And see, I wasn't here at that time. Finkley's I was in Anderson. But and then KW comes along. KW is really kind of Blockbuster. It's a little more advanced, I guess, in a sense. And then EXP comes along, and EXP is Netflix and what Netflix did to Blockbuster. Yeah. And so that's how I would start to answer your question, but RE/MAX is all I ever knew. Great company. A lot of trailblazers, a lot of great relationships I made over the years. But I just felt that there was something else out there that would allow me to brand myself more and to create more growth with my team. I didn't like some of the things that were going on with the team restrictions there. And, I enjoyed my years with them, and we had a lot of, like you said, a lot of record setting years, wonderful relationships, a lot of great agents here in Florence that I worked with over the years. But, you know, I just think that I grew to a different level to where I wanted some things to change. And I didn't feel like I could do that within that model. And so, tough decision, to make that move. But you know, ultimately there's just so much more opportunity with this company. You mentioned earlier about growing and acquiring, I guess, or, another firm and in a different city. And, you know, that is an attraction to be able to recruit agents from different markets without necessarily having to have brick and mortar and the expenses of overhead and staffing and that kind of thing, it is attractive. But one of the biggest reasons I made this move is because my team can actually recruit and attract agents and build revenue sharing through eXp. You can brand yourself instead of paying to brand another company or a franchise, because that's essentially what you're doing. You're branding them.
Right.
And so a lot about real estate sales is branding yourself. You know, a lot of these franchises are great, I think, as a new agent, right? You get branding. It gives you some validity walking into a door. I still think that is a very helpful thing for newer agents. At this stage in my career, you know, I just wanted to focus more on branding what we're trying to achieve and the brand that we're putting out there. And so
I hear in the background of what you're saying that you wanted to give agents, the regular off the street agent, a better opportunity to have a better future, to be able to brand themselves, to make more money, to be able to spread their influence. Hey, if you've got a friend that works 100 miles away and they're interested in eXp and this opportunity, you can bring them into the family. They don't have to move. They're That's an right. eXp agent. They get all of the bells and whistles that we all do. And boy, I'm going to tell you, the cloud meeting rooms and the training and just the supervision and the systems in place are like nothing you've ever seen. So, I mean,
over 50 hours a week training that's offered.
So you brought this opportunity more to help agents build a life for themselves and we joke about, you know, write my last contract when I'm 88 on the way to my own funeral. But if you're successful in this model, that's not your reality anymore. And for the average agent, that's your reality. How many agents out there are putting away $100,000 a year or more for retirement? There's no retirement plan in this industry. I mean, you're putting it back into your car, into your business, into your ads and into everything. And that's just where it goes and your regular living expenses. But here you have a way out. You have a savings plan. You have revenue share. You have stock options,
And stock awards, discounted stock you can acquire.
Yeah. And the part that everybody thinks is a pyramid scheme is no pyramid scheme. What you're doing as an agent is you're helping your friends and you're helping other agents build that same life and that same future that eXp has offered you.
Right. It's not that eXp doesn't have overhead. It does have overhead from the corporate level, just not near the overhead. They don't have the business development guys, the recruiters. We're the recruiters. And so I shared this on social media the other day. You know, Glenn Sanford, the founder of this company, is sharing half the revenue with us. Right. Half the revenue, not the profits. Half of the revenue is being shared with us. And that's just mind blowing. There's still so much opportunity with this company as an agent to recruit and to generate that revenue sharing for yourself and to hopefully have a six-figure retirement account or more.
Right.
The new kid is always going to try to get torn down by the incumbent. It's just the way it is. And you're talking to a lifer Remax guy. Now I'm 43, but I was with Remax for well, since 2004 or five. Right. And so I bled the red, white, and blue. But this is different, and it's exciting. And it's exciting to kind of make a shift and do something different. There's always challenges within transitions, but it's been fun. We're attracted you guys. We've got some other agents that have joined us. And then, we have converted over, a brokerage up in Anderson where I grew up, and, going through that transition now. And it's exciting to see, you know, some of these people really that really caught it early on and can see the opportunities with it.
Right. Well,
there's a common theme, though, with everyone who makes the switch over to eXp is I didn't know what all I was missing. And now I'm over here and I know, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Yeah.
And there's been agencies larger than what you had making the switch. And these are people who fought hard against it to begin with, as with any new idea.
Oh, yes, that's a great point, because whenever there's you got to know your competitors, right? You got to know what their setup is, what their model is, and I can remember back in 2017, I believe, when I first, when it came, some eXp agents started in this market, and I said, okay, I need to learn about this. And to be honest, it scared the hell out of me when I saw it. And so much so that I went to a competitor here in this market to talk to this individual about how to combat this and, you know, what we might need to do, or even talk about merging. And so, you know, but I was in a franchise agreement. Those franchise agreements, any of you out there ever seen one, they're not in your favor.
You're not just getting out of that.
They're not in your favor. Yet. And I had, at that time, I had 4 years left. So, you just try to adapt and learn about the competition. And so I was, Doug, to your point, I sort of laughed at it. And, even though it concerned me, I also found my own way of tearing it down, because that's what I had to do. I was the incumbent.
Right. Well, you look back at, and you said it's been compared to the Netflix of real estate, but you look back at what Netflix did to Blockbuster, and the CEO of Blockbuster, when he was first presented the Netflix model and what was coming across the country, looked at it and said, that's not even on my radar. That's no competition, no worries. Well, where's that guy now? He's on his living room couch streaming Netflix right now.
I think there's one Blockbuster.
One left in Alaska.
I think there's still one somewhere.
One left in Alaska somewhere. So.
Well, I'll tell you, when you asked me to come to that meeting, you had a meeting,
right,
with Lars and John, I thought, well, I'll go see what it's like, but I'm really not interested. You know, in fact, I told you that, and you told me, I think it's something like, well, you don't have all the information, you know, and I thought, well, that just intrigued me right there.
Yeah. You have to be open-minded enough to look at it.
But I'll tell you what really, I got to thinking while I was in that meeting, a lot of good information being passed through, but I got to thinking, Adam Crossan has given up Remax, the number one franchise in this area. Why? And that was all I needed to know. I didn't need to know why. I just need to know. I know you. I know that you're a businessman. I know that you're a hard worker and everything. And you're kind of like you set the tone for things. That was all I needed to know. I was on board.
Well, you know, it's been said, knowledge is power.
That's right.
And you went and got the knowledge. And there are a lot of folks out there that have looked at this model and got a little cursory information, and they're going, and they don't bother to do the research. Now, Adam did the research. Adam held public meetings and invited agents all across the market. And this thing is growing like crazy. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. We'll be right back. Okay. We're back after that short break. We appreciate everybody hanging out. We were just talking about knowledge is power and doing your homework. And, you know, during the break, we were kind of talking off mic. When eXp first presented itself here in the Florence market, and And I'm one of those analytical guys. I tried to do my homework. There wasn't a whole lot of information out there available to find out. But the one thing that got me then was, that was 2-3 years ago. There was one or two agents here that were trying to get a group started. And they're still here and they're doing quite well, by the way. So don't let you think that that's not happening. But there were about 7,000 agents worldwide. There are over 50,000 agents in 50 countries right now. Folks, it's time to wake up. It's time to look at this model. It's time to do the research. It's time to open your mind. It's time to reach out to somebody like Adam that can explain this opportunity to you. It's taken over. It'll never push everybody out like Netflix did to Blockbuster, but it could come close because of the opportunities out there, the wealth building out there, it's shaking people on their ear. I mean, there's things in this industry that this industry is not known for that eXp is providing its agents. So Adam, you want to talk about that growth?
Yeah, we're over 50,000 agents now.
That's crazy.
And by the end of this year, they're projecting that we'll be north of 100,000 agents. Because now it's real now. Like you said, you're analytical and you look at things, and I'll bring Lars up again. You know, Lars doesn't chase squirrels. He doesn't chase shiny objects. One of the things that he always would teach to us, because in real estate, there's always something new and shiny almost daily that someone's trying to sell us, right? Ooh, that looks good. Right. I'm going to go do that. Right. And then here comes another. I'm going to go do that. And before you know it, you're chasing squirrels everywhere. That's and right. You're chasing your tail.
And we can't live without their product. You know, yeah. We have to have it.
I'm famous for that. I'll have more irons in the fire buying this and that, the next big deal. And it all turns out to be nothing. And all you've done is wasted your time and spent your money. Yeah. And you're back where you started.
Right. And so with eXp, I mean, he was, people approached him. And you know, he said, I think I'm going to watch this thing. I don't think I'm interested in this. And then some people that he coached previously in real estate B school and friends of his, you know, when they made the announcement and they called him personally to tell them they were going to eXp, that's what got his attention.
Right.
But the point I'm trying to make is that this is not a squirrel.
No.
Anymore.
No. Or a flash in the pan.
It's not going away.
No.
And you know, so that's what I'll say, I guess, about that topic. But
well, Adam, let me interrupt you 1 second here, if I may. There's two other things that you offer here that you brought in that is not available to all eXp folks, if I'm correct in saying that, and that's the Real Estate B School. That's from Lars Hedenberg, and then Game Changers with John Mikus. Those are two things right there that just provides, Lars provides us the Real Estate B School, which is education to the max. John Mikus comes in and says, okay, here's, I want to encourage you to grow your team. In Game Changers now, it's going to be called Game Changers Local. I think that was something that was mentioned yesterday. eXp healthcare, most people save at least $5,000, $10,000 a year on the healthcare because eXp is so large, they can buy down for those things. So all those things right there combined makes you a pretty attractive package to bring in new agents.
Yeah. And we also, one other thing, we have a brand new brick and mortar office here, which is a what they call a branch office. This place is, for those of you who don't know, on the corner of Chevis and Worley, downtown Florence, a total overhaul in here.
And beautiful. And beautiful. It's comfortable. And
the new location for Two Peas in a Podcast.
And here we are.
Yeah.
But that's a good point. When Lars approached me about joining eXp, I listened and my interest was piqued because of the relationship I have with him and the trust I have in him. And then he says, I'm also going to offer Real Estate B School content for free for being a part of our organization. And for me, that really got my attention because I had been through B School for about a year and a half. Now I was doing coaching at a high level with him.
And it wasn't free.
No, I was getting to that point. Of course, but the coaching and accountability you pay for if you want that. I mean, there's just more time that goes into that. And but I was paying $2,500 a month for this. And I'm like, wow, he's going to offer this to anyone that comes with us. Thousands of hours of real estate content, anything you can think of, really. I mean, not just the leveraging, but there's systems for, listing generation or how to generate leads, how to nurture and close leads and actually turn them into deals. I mean, they're just, there's just so much information in there. And so, and that was put me over the hump when he told me that. So yeah, if you're an agent that, if you want coaching and accountability, you can get that through B-School. You can get some of it through here with us as well. But if you're someone that is I think about self-paced astronomy in college, which I was not very good at. But anyway, it is a database of everything and anything you need. And that's if you're a new agent or someone that's still hanging on a year or two in. Even a seasoned veteran can get a lot from this program. So,
well, if you go back to the reason it's called B-School Business School, this is teaching you as an agent, whether you're new or whether you're seasoned, how to run your operation like a business, which is, it's hard to do. It's most people don't do it. And that's why you see about 40 or 50% of every new agent fail in the first year, because they fail to realize that what you're doing might be fun and challenging, and you no longer have to punch a clock wherever you were, but it's a business and it needs to be run like a business. And this is what Lars brings to the table. And then you've got John Mikish and his program. Yeah. And that's the inspiration. That is.
So in Lars, talk to the guy almost every day, and Mikish too. And Mikish is someone that I met through this process. He came down here when we announced to our office, the RE/MAX office, and then we had a separate session, as Doug mentioned earlier, to roll out EXP here. And John's become a really good friend. And he, I believe he did start used to be called Ignite, and they moved it over to Game Changers through some collaboration with some of our partners, AJ Maida, Lars Hedenborg, and John Mikish. And so what that is, Doug, you mentioned that earlier, that page is a private Facebook page where there are trainings every day. There's social media training on Mondays with Noel Nielsen. There's revenue sharing training on Wednesdays with John Mikish. Lars does Lars does what Lars does. I mean, he did a talk on clarity the other day, more just in the trenches, real estate training and information for the agents. There's some listing lead generation training on Friday. So, I mean, there is content and training within our organization outside of all of the education that you get through the EXP world. And so we collaborate together. We're there was a conference that I was supposed to be at last week, and due to a family thing, I could not go. But one of the things I heard out of those videos is, check your ego. The egos aren't there. And so many of these franchises and conferences and groups, there's so much ego in this industry too, which can be exhausting. And that was one of the things I kept hearing out of a conference out in Phoenix, is that there's a lot of very high performing, high earners that were there. No egos.
Well, the thing that strikes me is the real estate industry has always been known for, you'll get rolled for 35 cents in a bus coupon sometimes if you're in the wrong place, but there's none of that in this organization here. Doug, you can attest to that. There are no egos in this building. Yeah. This is about learning and sharing and getting better.
And everyone's here to help. Listen, if you're thinking about going into real estate, if you're a new agent and you want to talk more about this, you know, give Adam a call. Adam's very approachable. His door is always open and he's always ready and available to talk to you.
You might have to shake Doug out of that seat in Adam's office.
Listen, you might have to. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the comments, guys. Yeah. I also wanted to mention too that we just have an unbelievable, unmatched staff here. And
yes,
just amazing talents, and they are also in it for the long game. I mean, we're, you know, we're, like I said, we've reset, we've transitioned, we've got it figured out. We are moving quickly. We are looking to bring on some new agents here. And even some that are already in the industry that we're talking to, but we've got amazing support here. I mean,
you really do.
I found that out when I came in. And by the way, I was the first agent to sign up, the new agent, I guess, in the EXP. Yep. I just want to throw that in there for what it's worth.
Well, handing him the box of Kleenex so he can wipe his nose.
That's right.
Get that brown.
Your staff, I just can't say enough good things. Ashley Woodbury, I know she'll kill me for mentioning her name. she was excellent in the whole thing. Valerie and then Aaron, that you graciously sent her abroad, you know, another team,
and
same team, but yeah.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Doug, because Aaron was brought in as a transaction coordinator to help with the Cross & Co. team about a year ago. And that was before we knew where we were headed. And she's awesome. I mean, she's kind of built for that type of role. But one of the beautiful things about EXP is not only all the stuff we've mentioned, but my main team member, Cameron Michael, who has been a super loyal guy, so supportive and really just a great friend. Through this model, we're still connected through EXP.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are probably wonder and think that I'm, you know, disgruntled and, you know, for lack of a better word, pissed off, so to speak, that he's leaving me. That's not the case at all.
He's not leaving.
We're celebrating that.
Yeah, I'm celebrating him, and not just with, and I told him the other day, this wouldn't even just be through EXP. If we weren't with EXP, I would still be super thrilled to see him go out and fulfill, you know, his ambitions and dreams to go build something of his own. And, you know, I think that tells you that when you have people that are going out and achieving things like that and have those types of dreams to build and the things that he's learned and he's going to implement through what we've learned from Real Estate B School and that he's gotten through us, I think it's a beautiful thing.
It really is.
But to go back to our model, because we are in this model, we're not only are we excited for Greyfeather and their growth, we want to help them.
Absolutely.
And any type of growth or three-way calls we can get on to talk more about this model and really open people's minds to the opportunity.
Well, you know, that is a testament not only to EXP and what they offer to the agents and from the organization and just the vision that they impart to people that there is more out there. There's a better way that you can build a future. You don't have to worry about day to day, every single transaction, because you can build an organization. It's also a testament to you, Adam, about the philosophy that you've embraced about your personal caring for your company and your agents. And as you called them, friends, this probably would not be possible had it not been for your mentorship, and this organization and just what it offers to people. And then you've got the buy-in from people like Cameron. Folks, Cameron is an awesome guy.
Well, and he, you know, I've known for a while that he's itching to go.
I can't get my hair to do like his. I just can't, you know.
Yeah, we're definitely going to miss the hair and the fashion when he opens down on Dargan Street. But Adam, I'm sorry, Cameron Michael, is his new group is called the Greyfeather Group. Yep. And they're going to be opening new office space down on Dargan Street, right in the middle of downtown. And again, it's a tribute to you and a tribute to EXP and a tribute to the culture that you formed here. And I know this culture started with RE/MAX, and you honed it over a lot of years. You did a lot of great things to build that organization where it was. And this is just the next step in your evolution, yeah, the evolution in real estate here in Florence. And it doesn't have to be just Florence, folks. I mean, it's everywhere. It's great from the day Doug and I walked in this door, even before that, but we saw the buy-in of all your people. Your staff is fantastic. Just the interaction. Like you said, there's no egos in this building. There's some high performing agents in this organization, but you'd never know it because they're just like folks. They're just like everybody else. And it's awesome to be here.
And from a personal standpoint, you know, I've added extra territory, extra area to my, you know, to what I do and who I serve. And we're able to do that here at EXP. You know, we're able to, you know, if I want to go to I already got six counties in Sumter. If I want to go to Grand Strand, I can do that too, you know, based on our model.
That's right. Yeah. You don't have to have if you're with a brokers now, your independent brokers, franchise, you know, you don't have to get your broker to go join a different MLS. Right. You're most likely EXP is already a member of those MLSs. Right. So yeah. And gosh, the price points are great in some of those markets. So, well,
Adam, tell everybody where they can get in touch with you. Tell them what your website is
Yeah. If you're an agent out there listening and you're interested in learning more, I mean, I'll give my personal cell phone out. The first thing, 843-260-9935, email address, adamcrossin@gmail.com. We are also online at crossinandco.com, florencehomesearch.com. Those are more consumer portals, but we can also be contacted through them. Of course, private message on Facebook. You know, there's lots of ways to find me. And I'm happy to have a super confidential discussion with you, even if it's just to educate you about EXP.
All right.
No pressure, no sales, just facts. And you can see it for yourself.
And you can make up your own mind. And people, I'm not kidding you. I can't talk enough about Crossing and Company Real Estate and EXP, and take a look. Don't close yourself off. Don't be the last guy on the boat. You know, open your mind. If you want to have a better way, a better life, a better future, if you're concerned for your agents and their future and you don't want to see them just grinding it out until they're 92, take a look at this model. Yeah. Give Adam a call. Adam, again, he's not going to press you. There's no sales. He's going to inform you. And, you know, just the sheer amount of education you can get, which this industry sorely lacks, is all right here for you.
I've spent 12 hours a day for the last several months, averaging 12 hours a day in the training, learning things and refreshing things. And I am reborn a new life. In other words, I go to bed at night and can't wait to get up in the morning and come back to it. And that's awesome. Appreciate that. It really is. It really is. And I'm just excited to be here.
Thank you, guys. Right. I appreciate y'all having me
really
on.
Really enjoyed having you on, Adam. Yeah.
And we'll do this again. And, you know, maybe we can get Cameron in one time.
Yeah,
let's,
be great.
Let's talk about the influence that this organization has had on him and the future he's now able to build that he probably wouldn't have been able to do anyplace else. Because,
right,
you know, your broker's your broker. He's your boss. He's not your friend. He's not your mentor. He's making money off of you, and he's going to fight and pull to keep you where you are in most instances. And that's not 100%, but that's the way the industry is. And that's how the old industry survives. This is not the old industry. This is the new industry. So from Doug and I and 2P's, Adam, we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, guys.
It's been great. It's been a lot of fun.
Great. See you here. I think this is the longest segment we've ever done, an hour.
I predict it's going to be the best well-received segment as well. So, okay, everybody, that's it for this afternoon from 2P's and a podcast. You can reach out to the show at 2PsMedia@yahoo.com. We're online at www.2PsAndAPodcast.media. We're always looking for feedback, show ideas, and any folks you want to hear from, give us a call. Thanks for listening. Until next time.